Marcus Feigle is a rock nerd. He sat down with us to talk about the club he belongs to, the Hawaiian Rock and Mineral Society, which is being showcased next week at the Ohanahale Marketplace on Ward Avenue.
The Rock and Mineral Society of Hawaii, or Hui Pohako o Hawaii, is actually now 50 years old, and we have quite a few members. And to be honest, I'm not really sure how many. I think we have almost 100, maybe even more. But we have a group of, let's say, 3 or 4 dozen that come to meetings once a month regularly, and always sort of sometimes 15, sometimes 25 people at any given time.
So you have a lot of rock nerds.
We have quite a few, yes. And we feel very comfortable with each other because we share this passion for rocks and minerals and gemstones.
And people may not know that you actually have a place where people can go to cut stone.
Yes, we meet every fourth Wednesday of the month. That's the fourth Wednesday. Like in a month like this one where we have 5 Wednesdays, it's still the fourth. It's not the last Wednesday of the month. And then we have a short meeting, and then we have a show and tell because we always have a mineral of the month. And then the Rock and Mineral Society also runs a lapidary, which is machinery where you can cut and polish stones. And that's one of the added benefits of the club membership, as is that we organize rock and mineral shows, 1 or 2 or 3 a year.
And
in Honolulu.
So tell us, I mean, what is it about rocks and minerals that grabs you?
That's a really good question, and I always blame my grandmother for it because she probably had a lot of rocks and minerals, and probably got interested when I was 5 or 6 years old, thinking back. And then I had the great advantage that when I was a kid from 10 to 13, I lived in Brazil, and Brazil is a mineral collector's paradise. And at the time when I went to the flea market, I could buy things for whatever would nowadays would be the equivalent of a buck. That I have no idea how I got this because the markets were just full with the most beautiful stones you can ever imagine.
And so what about living here in Hawaii? I mean, are there places you can go dig for cool stuff?
Well, Hawaii is a beautiful island, beautiful islands. It's one of the most beautiful spots in the universe. That's why we all live here. We have very beautiful orchids, but we don't have very many minerals now. If you're interested in lava, green, gray, yellow, black, we have lots of it. And we have a few selenite crystals, which you can find on this island. We have augite crystals at Coco Head, which are probably, if they're really, really, really big, a quarter inch big. And I get really excited when I find them because they are from our aina. And we have some quartz crystals that you can find, but they are rare as diamonds.
And what about on the neighbor islands? Are there places you can go to that might have something a little unusual?
Well, what comes to mind is Kauai has very beautiful yellow calcite, and the big island has a lot of olivine, like the green sand beach everybody hears about. And olivine we actually have all over the island. And my favorite spot to go olivine hunting is Kaka'ako, because they brought in all these different lava stones from Lord knows where, and some of them have a lot of olivine in them.
Interesting. So now at the shows that you put together, what can people expect if our listeners haven't been to one?
Well, that's a really good question. We have this gem and mineral show coming up in June, actually June 1st and June 2nd. So that's kind of in 2 weeks, mm-hmm. The weekend in 2 weeks. And on June 1st, I need to say that's where I wrote it down. We are open from 11 to 8 p.m. and on June 2nd from 11 to 5 p.m. And to answer your question, what people can expect, we have... I want to say we are very proud that we probably have the largest collection of diverse gem and minerals at our shows, because all of our club members have different passions. So we have club members who know a lot about turquoise. We have club members who know a lot about pearls. We have club members who know a lot about tourmaline. We have club members who know a lot about opal. And of course, the stuff they collect and they also sell is often linked to their passion. Me personally, I like quartz crystals a lot. Therefore, I have a lot of quartz crystals at my booth. And you can find we have over 2 dozen club members that will offer stuff to the public. So there is a large assortment of things you can find.
Well, I know with my kids growing up, I finally had to institute a rule, no rocks and sticks in my car anymore, because we were just overloaded.
If you would go to my car, we could probably find easily 20 to 25 stones if I looked under the seats
okay.
and in the little boxes that are in the back and the empty coffee container that I filled something with.
So your wife doesn't have a rule, no rocks and sticks in the car?
I think my wife has given up.
Okay. Well, now this year you're changing venue, right?
Yeah. This year we are for the first time at the Ohana Halle Marketplace, which is in Good Local where the Sports Authority used to be.
On Ward Avenue, right.
On Ward Avenue, right next to Ross. And I'm very excited about this location. And there are sort of, for me, a bunch of really great advantages. One is people know it. The second great advantage is there is parking at Ward, although some people would question that. There is also the big concrete parking structure that's at the corner of Ward and Oahe Street from the former Ward warehouse that is also covered.
Right, nearby parking.
Very nearby parking. The third thing that for me is really exciting, it is very wheelchair accessible because it is all sort of totally flat on the ground floor. And personally, I think ideally all venues in Hawaii should be this way, that they are easily wheelchair accessible, not just kinda, but easily.
And you've held the shows in Waikiki in previous years.
We had... I think 17 shows at the Outrigger by the Beach in Waikiki in October. So we have one annual show in October, which this year we will have again, but we are still not sure which venue we will choose. And this is an additional show, the Hawaii Gem and Mineral Show now in June.
Okay, so just you're testing it out.
We are testing a new location that I really like because... What I hear the most from my friends is, I would have loved to come to your show, but you know, Waikiki and...
Parking, et cetera.
All the reservations most of us and all the listeners have as well. It's a very easy venue to get to, and we also have a website. And since I'm the webmaster, I kind of should mention that. And it is rockandmineralsocietyofhawaii.org in one word. It's all these words together. And we also have a map there on how to find it. And I remember this was 3 or 4 years back. I talked with a woman. She had flown in from Maui. She read about it on Greg's List, and she was so excited that there was a mineral show where she didn't have to fly to the U.S. or to Canada to go to, that she flew over just for our event.
Okay, so people might be surprised at the variety of things that you have on display. Just because your members are rabid collectors.
We are all collectors, and many of us go to other places. There's one huge mineral show in Tucson, Arizona, where a whole bunch of our members, including me, go to supply us with minerals. And of course, formally, we only buy to sell at our shows. But of course, our collections also happen to increase quite a bit when we go to other rock and mineral shows.
You just can't help yourself.
I just can't help myself, no.
What's the value of minerals, you know, versus gemstones that you get in pricey jewelry?
Well, I think part of it is personal preference. And gemstones are cut, and they have... for a lot of people, a different appeal. I'm personally a mineral collector, and the thought that somebody would take a totally beautiful mineral that has been formed by nature and is gorgeous and cut it in pieces and polish it and sell it, because it fetches a price that is probably 100 times more than a mineral. So from the financial side, I can understand it, gives me goosebumps. But then there are the people who love cut stones and who love gemstones and think I'm very silly.
Gosh, anything else you want to share just about rocks and minerals and what makes you guys just geeky about it?
Well, I of course hope that people come to our gem and mineral show because it is a very unique event. And also the Ohana Halle Marketplace, I think, is a very interesting venue for us because it has, for example, a lot of food booths and it has also coffee that is supposedly very good. So I'm very much looking forward to that. And one added benefit, which I also wanted to say, on Saturday morning, there is the Kaka'ako Farmers Market, which is just around the corner from us. So you could go and you could pick up some local produce, and then you could come by and look at local vendors that sell you rocks and minerals from all over the world. And My personal favorite, but that's my bias, are the kids, because kids love rocks and minerals. And I remember I had a show a couple of years ago where I said to the dad, you should really go and have a coffee, because I saw that his son was totally into it. And he wasn't sure. And I said, you know, we have a whole bunch of people here. That's fine. Go over there. It's only, yeah, you don't see us from there, but go get the coffee and come back. And half an hour later, he looked at me with a very sad face and said, gosh, I should have really listened to you. So kids sometimes get so into it that it is totally enjoyable because they have fabulous questions and they love colors and they love shapes. And I love to answer questions from little curious minds.
Okay, so hopefully there'll be a lot out there. June 1st and 2nd.
Yes, June 1st and 2nd at the Anahale Marketplace. Okay. And again, just to repeat it, June from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and on June 2nd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. because I think Sunday everybody wants to go home early.
Okay, all right. Well, thanks so much. This was fun.
Thank you very much.
That was Marcus Feigle of the Hawaii Rock and Mineral Society, Hui Pohaku o Hawaii, talking about the upcoming show here in Honolulu the first weekend in June.